Welcome to the Relative Vision TV podcast. I'm your boy Marcus Hood, here with another episode today. I got a very special guest with me. We're going to be talking about things such as faith, music, lifestyle, and all positive things, you know what I mean, to help motivate people going forward. Today, my guest is a special friend of mine that I've been knowing most of my life. Her name is Ryan, goes by Ryan Moves in the music, doing as an artist. And yeah, so we're going to have a great conversation today. This is episode 2 of season 3. Let's get it popping. So I'm going to start off by, you know, just letting you introduce yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do that.
Can you hear me? What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Moves. I go by Ryan. I'm currently moving closer to Christ, and I am so happy to be here with Marcus, who has been a childhood friend of mine since we were maybe 10 years old. I am just ecstatic to see the growth of what he's doing, his vision coming alive. I just want to congratulate him on that right now. And it's pretty amazing to see what he's doing for the community and the beliefs that he's behind on the purpose. And so I'm here today to just kind of elaborate and share to you guys my newfound life and what has brought me along this journey and what it is to come.
Cool. So, I mean, we're going to just start off with just the transformation that you've made, because the type of music that you were making before is now, you know, you're transitioning into gospel music, which is a beautiful thing. You've given your life to Christ in a different way. So how did that come about for you? What made this change happen for you?
Thank you for asking. Well, it's a long story. I have many testimonies to share that I'm not able to have authorization to express at this point. But let's just say that the industry I started to see was very demonic. And it's a lot of things that you have to sacrifice yourself for. And I kind of lost myself in that moment. But I do feel that I achieved a lot. I know I could have achieved more, but there were some blockages there because God allowed that to happen. Like, for instance, the song Model Mafia that we did, I actually signed a contract that it was supposed to be on WeTV television show, but for some reason it didn't go through. I got revelation on that, but I can't put that on blast. I can't put that person on blast. And I know exactly what happened. God exploited that to me. There was some differentiations between one of my friends and the person who, you know, has the establishment. And for some reason, it didn't fall through. I didn't hear my song on the television show. So that's a question mark that I have to address later on. But a lot of things have happened. A lot of things that I've signed contracts for did not go through. So now I know that my purpose is to glorify all my gifts for God. And I'm pretty stoked on doing it. Didn't think I could, but you'll be pretty amazed. This is probably like the best kind of music I've ever did.
So when you found out all this stuff that's going on in the industry, did you have any idea ahead of time before you were getting yourself in the industry? Because I know growing up, you kind of hear rumblings about how the industry can be, but you didn't think about that beforehand?
I actually did know. I already knew. But when you want to live your life the way you want to, you will make excuses for it. And that's just the honest truth. Like, a lot of people like to, I guess, kind of create their own Jesus or their own God. It's like they don't follow what is actually in scripture. They make up what they want so they can feel comfortable living the life they want. And for me, a lot of supernatural things started to happen, being behind the scenes and stuff like that. Like, for instance, the DJ Quick, like, he seemed to be more respectful to me as a groupie in the fans, as opposed to the artist working behind stage. And that just tripped me out because I'm not a groupie, you know, and nor would I act like one. But that's just, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that is really biblical. Like, I can really show scripture to support all of this stuff. And yeah, I knew it, but I didn't want to believe it because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And it just, it did not happen the way I wanted it to. So I submitted and I feel good about it. It took a lot of work, but I'm happy about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you came to a lot of realizations actually going through all this stuff, which is awesome because it got you on the path to where you need to be. You're gonna, I believe, help a lot of people change their lives. You know what I mean? Because I think listening to your music before, I don't think that you were rapping about anything that was outlandish or, you know, really crazy. I think it was, your art was more from truth, you know what I mean, and a lot of things that you were dealing with even then. So what is the music sounding like now? Is it, you know what I mean? I know it's gospel music, but what type of beats are you having? It's more hip hop beat, more neo soul. What is the feeling of the music that you're doing now?
I love that question. I believe that God made everybody their own brand. He created us all different to represent him. And so I'm still sticking with my flavor. It's just the lyrical content is about testimonies that I've gone through. And it's basically talking about the truth, still the truth, but the truth being God is the truth. So I still have some like boom bap hip hop and then some neo soul. Like it's a little bit of everything right now. I got some jazz. It took me a year to kind of process if I could do it, but then the Holy Spirit just started working. And now this is, I'm just pretty amazed of what I could come up with. And I feel like there's going to be a lane for me in doing my ministry.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So with this newfound way of doing your art, Do you feel like it's going to catch on and be as hot? Are you going to be able to, because I think you're going to be able to reach a broader audience, you know what I mean? It's a Christian audience that loves music. But do you think that the community is going to love your music just the same?
You know what's funny is my community didn't even support me like that. More of the community that supported me was people from not here. So that's not even a problem to me anymore. But I do feel like I have influence, and I've always had influence. So it doesn't matter what I do. It's always someone that's able to follow me somehow. I don't know how I have that ability to have influence on people. Like my opinion matters to people so much that now I have to be quiet because they take it as me being judgmental. But it's not that. It's just I have a really good intuition, but it's really God, you know? I feel like in this time of need, there's definitely a reason why now I'm going in this direction and now God is using me for this ministry in the way that I can articulate it best. And yeah, I feel like I'm actually going to reach more lives and more followers based on not my art, but my walk. My walk is supporting that, and that's important to me. I don't want anybody on my music that's not walking the same. I don't want anybody... I need everyone to be on the same wave. Like, we need to be all on the same ship, you know? I can't sacrifice myself like that. We need to be on the same wave so we can have the same goal, because it's really about your atmosphere and the people you work with and what they believe in, because if not, the ship will sink.
So in your opinion, who's your music speaking to? What is your audience, your demographic? What age range do you think that your music, your word, your ministry is going to be able to touch? So who's your
demographic would be definitely the Israelites, the people who don't know that they're Israelites, even the Gentiles, like white people, Mexican, whoever is a believer. That's pretty much what it is. Whoever doesn't know who they are, they will know who they are through my music. We're all children of God, and it really is no demographic. When you become a body of Christ, you become one. You don't get looked at anymore as that. You get looked at as the seed of Abraham. So, and this is deep for a lot of people who don't know, but that's what my music is going to do. But for the most part, I think it will reach a lot of people in our generation, and that's very important to me. And I hope to inspire younger children. But like I said, that's all about the imagery, the walk. And I have a way of making this look cool, you know, just being myself, but being true to God.
So this is a major question for anybody that's an artist and lives a regular life, is, you know, work, going to everyday work. How do you balance being an artist and, you know what I mean, your daily work life? How do you make that balance?
Before, it was chaotic, you know, using all my money to invest in something that you don't know is going to work, because you kind of have to find a lane in this music industry, and it's all pretty much the same. Like, especially for women, you got to have the same look. It has to be sexual content. In fact, all the content out there it's not nice. It's bringing our people down. It's bringing our people down. It's about drugs, sex, killing. That's all they want to promote. But there's a reason behind all that. And so for me, I guess you can say that it's not going to be hard, because I just let the Holy Spirit work with me. So if he tells me to say something, I'll just start. Like, I haven't written anything with doing this new thing. I haven't written nothing down. It just comes to me and I get it done. But I have a more work-life balance at this point, because God has elevated my life. I'm not working those strenuous jobs. And now I'm being offered opportunities where I don't have to come out of pocket anymore. So when you seek ye first in God, everything is handed to you. So I'm not overly stressing anymore, or, you know, I'm just staying true to God, and he's creating all of that for me.
So let me ask you, with all the adversity that you've been through, like, how do you view any adversity or any of the mountains that you have to climb now with all this faith? And how would you help a younger audience or someone that is struggling with their life to find some direction?
Okay, so the adversary going uphill, it's not really, I wouldn't say that it's a challenge. It's more of a challenge to the people who think you're crazy, because once you actually have an encounter with Jesus, once you have an encounter supernaturally, people start looking at you crazy. But they said the same thing about Jesus, you know, and his disciples, that they were crazy. So for me, it's just, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. I absolutely do not care. I care about what God thinks. I care about his mission, because I know the truth and I can see beyond this realm. And, you know, my job is to try to help at least one person out of 100, you know, so it's up to those who listen. He said, those who have ears, let them hear, and those who have eyes, let them see. But everybody doesn't want to. And we're becoming in a time where he said he's going to send a strong delusion on people because they deny him, which means it's going to be harder for people to recognize the truth. And Kanye talks about it all the time. Even though people think he's crazy, he speaks a lot of truth. And I don't want to be caught up in that delusion. I want to be prepared, because it is unfolding rather quickly. So, you know, for the young kids, it's just about showing love and just letting them know the truth, whether if it hurts or not, and just sharing your testimony and staying in your boundary. Like, don't speak out of something you haven't experienced. And that's something I'm learning too. So I just speak my testimony and I share my experiences and I just show love, regardless of what they believe in. I just show love and pray for them. And that's important.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
So with that message, tell people where they can find you and actually get more words of inspiration, how they can follow you, and the things that you got coming going forward.
Okay, so you guys can find me currently on Instagram. It's at Ryan Moves, RyanEMOOVES. So it moves with two O's. You can also find me on Facebook as well. But most importantly, you can come visit me at the church. So right now I'm currently on assignment at the Seventh-day Adventist church right here on Lincoln and Ventura. You're more than welcome to come see me personally, or if you want to reach me on Instagram, we can always talk about it that way. But there's many of ministries I go to, but that's the one you'll find me working at the most for right now.
Cool, cool. So I appreciate you being able to sit down with me and have a little interview. I, just like you said, I like sharing testimonies and letting people, and having a platform where people can share their testimonies, especially people that are moving in the right direction. And I want to see people get saved, and I don't want to see people lose their lives or, you know, being out here consuming all this negative content. I want to be able to put out things that are inspiring to others and let people know that they're not alone through the journey that they go through. And things are difficult, but if you have support, it makes it just that much easier. So, you know what I mean? For all the young women out there, I like them to have a positive role model. You don't have to dress a certain way. You don't have to act a certain way. You don't have to always be made up, you know what I mean, a fake version of yourself. You know what I mean? You can find a solid woman like yourself to look up to and be inspired by, you know, being able to be an artist without, you know, selling out who you are. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm tapped in with Ryan. And I think that she has a really good message. So check her out on all of her platforms. And I thank you for tapping in with another episode of Relative Vision TV. We appreciate you. Okay. And Ryan got a couple more words she want to say to y'all. But I do thank y'all for tapping in for episode 2. And there will be more content, hopefully, with Ryan Moves and myself. And yeah, just stay tapped in, locked in. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe to all the content we got coming in. And yeah, I appreciate you listening.
So now I want to share something. So this whole entire week, I knew I was supposed to come here, and the devil been attacking me like crazy every day, just appearing in my sleep, in my room all week. And now that I know that what you're doing right here is about to be taken off, and I'm just letting you know that right now. So I'm very happy for you if you keep this content going and share positivity and the truth, because I'm telling you, this is the year that God is going to elevate his people with his message, not the world. This is a time he's about to really separate. So now I know for sure what you're doing, this is about to skyrocket. Just want to bless the mic. And I'm very happy to be here, you guys, and share this. And I hope, Marcus, I can come back again, because I just gave a little brief everything. But next time, we need to get to the deep of things and to the deep waters of things. And we're just going to have to take it a step at a time.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, my last message to everyone is, you know, keep God first in your life and everything will be amazing for you. You know what I mean? God is the light and key to everything. Keep him first and praise him. Keep him high. And, yeah, thank you for everything. Relative Vision tapping out. All right. Peace.